Scott, good morning. Appreciate the time today.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And welcome to March.
Yeah, it's the best time of the year for basketball fans. Why do you think that Raleigh and the Greater Triangle area, Scott, has become this big hotbed and a destination spot for so many sporting events?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that built over the years, Chris. And for sure, I mean, as you mentioned, over the last, I'd say 20, 25 years, the Greater Raleigh area has literally become a premier destination in the U.S. for sporting events. Just in 2022, Raleigh was named the best sports host city in America by Sports Travel Magazine, and I think that's a reflection on a couple of things. But number one is our great partners and our host partners. For example, NC State University is hosting the NCAA tournament along with the Lenovo Center this March. And, I mean, we just have so many tremendous host partners who are really good at what they do. They're really good people. They're very professional, and they put on great events. And then the other biggest factor is the venues. Mm-hmm. And we're blessed here to have world-class venues in the market like the Lenovo Center or Wake Met Soccer Park or the USA Baseball National Training Center and many more. And it's all about people and venues. And over time, Chris, what really matters is in a place like Raleigh, we build up a track record or a resume, I guess you would say, of hosting major events, whether it's stadium series or NCAA tournament or all kinds of youth events. And eventually you build up a resume and a reputation within the industry, and other people want to bring their events to your town.
Outside of the basketball tournament that we're going to talk about more in just a second, are there other marquee events that you want to highlight that are coming to the Greater Triangle area this summer?
Sure. Well, coming up in the spring, a couple that I would point out, and keep in mind, the sports event industry is huge economic business for our market. So we have sporting events here essentially every weekend, year-round, 52 weekends a year, and it really drives the economy, and it's week after week after week, filling our hotels and restaurants and stores. So it is big business here year-round. But just looking ahead now that we're in early March to the spring, other than basketball, which I want to talk about in a minute, but a couple to mention. Or the first weekend of April in Cary, we're going to host the PPA Tour, which is the Pro Pickleball Association Tour. It is a national event at Cary Tennis Park, first week of April, hosted by the town of Cary. And it brings in it's a major professional and amateur tournament that are running side by side. And as you probably know, and your listeners know, pickleball is exploding. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to be part of it, and we're happy to bring in a major national tour event to our market in April. And another big one, and there's many that we could talk about, but another big one in Cary in the first week of June, actually June 4 to 9, is what is now known as the soccer tournament. And it has also blown up. If your listeners aren't familiar with it, this is the third year it's been in Cary. It's a major international 7-on-7 soccer tournament. There's a men's bracket and a women's bracket. And the fascinating thing is, the winner of each bracket, one men's team and one women's team, they're playing for a $1 million winner-take-all prize. Wow. And the tournament has been immensely successful in terms of television and attendance and excitement, and that tournament continues to grow, and that'll be at Wake Med Soccer Park June 4 through 9. So the only other thing I would mention before basketball, just to give you an example of the kind of events here, this weekend in Raleigh, we have the Triangle Collegiate Softball Classic, which is hosted by Peace University, about 30 college softball teams. And then next weekend, again, just as an example, we have a major girls volleyball championship hosted by Triangle Volleyball Club in Morrisville. And we have the North Carolina AAU Karate State Championships at Wake Tech in North Raleigh. Those are just some examples. I mean, we're talking about pickleball, softball, volleyball, karate. It's just weekend after weekend, year-round, sports is just big business in Raleigh and Cary.
Well, we mentioned the NCAA tournament coming back to the Lenovo Center March 21st through 23rd. Can you take us kind of behind the curtain and what it went into getting these games back at the Lenovo Center for the first time in several years?
Sure. This is the first time since 2016, as you mentioned, but keep in mind, it was supposed to be here in 2021. And that was the year all the sites were canceled mm-hmm. because of COVID, and the whole thing was played in Indianapolis. So it has been a while. But the key to all this, first and foremost, is that there's a host institution that has to want to literally host it. And in our instance, that's NC State. And they're the official host. So we work with NC State and then to bid on the event. It's very, very competitive. And it's NC State, Lenovo Center, and my office, the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance. And we submitted a bid for this, I think, roughly 4 years ago, because they work 3 to 5 years out. And it's a very competitive bid, and all pretty much every city and every arena around the country wants NCAA basketball. And we are very fortunate. This is the fifth time we've hosted in the Lenovo Center. We'll host it again in 2028 when we host the East Regional. And that is a credit, truly, to our community, our hotels, our venues, and really, first and foremost, NC State and the Lenovo Center. A lot of work goes into bidding for it, and a lot of work goes into hosting it.
Visiting with Scott Dupree, Executive Director of the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance. You mentioned 2028 and hosting the East Regional. How big of a deal is that, Scott?
Well, it's interesting. It's a more, you know, in the world of in the NCAA tournament in March Madness, it's certainly more of a prestigious, bigger event because it's the final, it's the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and the winner goes to the Final Four. In terms of size and scope, which is the ironic part, it's smaller than the first and second rounds because this year we'll have 8 teams here. Mm-hmm. For the East Regional, you only have 4. But you do have a lot more, like I said, prestige, more eyeballs on it, more pressure. It's just a bigger event because it's one step closer to the Final Four. So we have been trying, working with NC State and the arena, to bring a regional here for quite some time, and we finally succeeded in 2028. And one of the things I wanted to mention to you, Chris, about basketball for this month, keep in mind, NC State's women's team is currently ranked in the top 10, and the top 16 women's mm-hmm. teams host first and second round.
Yep.
So this year in March, Raleigh may be the only city in America to be hosting the men's first and second round and the women's first and second round on the same weekend, and it'll be quite a Herculean task for NC State and all of us who are hosting it. But it's something we're certainly thrilled about because NC State looks to be a lock, mm-hmm. and they would host the women's first and second round in Reynolds on the same weekend.
And you could have North Carolina and Duke women also hosting that same weekend, too.
And that's right. So you're right. There is a great chance on that weekend. On the same weekend, we'll have a men's first and second round and 3 women's first and second rounds all on the same weekend in the same market.
It's phenomenal.
And that's
stuff.
That's why this is, you know, known nationally as Tobacco Road. And it's known nationally as the best place in America for college basketball.
Scott, as I let you go, what is the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with about the work that you and your staff at the GRSA are doing and just all the things about the Triangle that make it such a great place?
I would just say, and to answer that question, we're just really blessed, those of us who work at the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance, to work in such an amazing sports market with a group of people and partners and venues and organizations that are so passionate about sports. That's why we feel like we're fortunate enough to work in the best sports market in America, especially if you love collegiate and amateur sports. Not to mention that we have the Hurricanes mm-hmm. here competing for a Stanley Cup championship every year, and we're working closely with them. But it's just such a wonderful sports market, and it's all about the people. That's what it really comes down to, and it's what makes the Triangle and Raleigh and Cary in this area, again, in my opinion, you know, maybe the premier sports event destination in the country.
Scott Dupree is the Executive Director of the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance. Scott, appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to talk with us, and we look forward to visiting again soon.
No problem, Chris. Thank you, and thanks. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too.